Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Maybe you've heard it called self-talk. You know, that internal dialogue, sort of like a recording of various messages you've picked up on life's journey. With us today, J.S. Park, hospital and homeless shelter chaplain, blogger, and teaching pastor. J.S., as a hospital chaplain, you have encountered hundreds of patients on the edge of death, listening to their stories and observing patterns. You've come up with this thing called the voices model. Would you briefly explain to us what that is?
Absolutely. The more I began to sit and talk with patients, I noticed that there were internal voices and external voices that we all seem to live with and deal with. For the internal voices, I broke it down into four, you could call it movements. There's condemning ourselves, there's condemning others, and then there's exalting ourselves and exalting others. So the way that works out is self-doubt, there's people-pleasing, there's judging others, and then there's pride and ego, four different movements. And then for the external voices, there's trauma, guilt, grief, and family dynamics. And I saw this in all walks of life, from birth all the way to death.
It's overwhelming, but at the same time, we kind of have this movie in our mind of our own life. And I'm sure you're seeing it now, too. What impact have you noticed most on the messaging throughout this pandemic and the restrictions that we've been seeing and the isolation?
You know, one of the things that I've noticed, there's a lot of talk about who is essential and who is not essential. And I wish they maybe would not have called it that, because that is a huge valuation on someone's worth and their identity. I wish maybe they would have called it something like frontline services versus personal care services. So one of the things we're seeing is a little bit of kind of splitting between these are the people we need and the people that we don't need. And that voice, so to speak, coming through that messaging can be a little bit condemning. So I think finding better language for that is important, and I think the words that we use are incredibly powerful and can stick more than we think.
Yeah, the old saying about the broken bones. The broken bones actually heal a lot faster than the words. J.S., you talk about the internal voices and the external voices. Part of the external is the expectations we hear of others, even just as you mentioned the essential. We may not live up to those expectations from maybe our parents or coworkers, maybe even the ones we set for ourselves. Have you worked through that personally, and do you have some guidance for the rest of us?
Yeah, like you were saying, with parents, with coworkers, in my own culture as well, I'm Korean American, there's a high expectation of our work ethic and our output. I think social media, we see it everywhere, where the specific type of messaging is this idealized self that we're all trying to achieve and attain, this very hyper idealized expectation. And I've definitely dealt with that, and that's still something that's a lifelong process that I'm dealing with. But one of the things I'm trying to, and the book talks about as well, that I'm trying to get to, is laying down and having almost a grief process for that idealized person that we all try to be. Because here's where I am, and here's that person I want to be, but knowing that that's an impossible demand. That's a burden that we place on ourselves. And being able to rest in God's grace, being able to say, no, the work that I've done is enough. Good is okay, and perfect is the enemy of good. So being able to say, I'm going to lay this impossible burden down and rest in grace, knowing that what I did is good.
Yeah, allowing the grace that God gives us, allowing us to give that to ourselves.
Absolutely, that's right.
What a gift. We could talk a lot about the voices and the roles that they play, even in mental health. These are such deep concepts that require some serious reflection. How do you recommend delving the depths to become more aware of our own tendencies as we press on to be whole?
Yeah, speaking of mental health, like you just mentioned, I think at least two things. One is being able to talk it out, whether that's in therapy or in community or with a mature person, somebody at church who's a leader or a pastor, having self-disclosure and being able to talk out the things that we're wrestling with, there's something powerful about being able to speak out loud with what we're struggling with that solidifies our narrative. We get to tell our story up to now, and then helps us to decide what I can do with the rest of my story. So there's something about getting together with people who are mature, who are willing to listen. Just the act of listening can have our untold stories find healing. And then I would say the other thing is, I call it in the book a balcony moment, where we can pause and detach and detox from all the different voices that we're hearing, whether that's news, social media, blogs, different narratives that we're believing, and just being able to look within and through prayer and meditation with God, discover what am I really about and why am I doing this? Having that moment to be able to step back and reflect on, I call that a balcony moment, being able to oversee what we really believe. And then when we come back sort of into the real world again, we come back with a new, fresh perspective and a fresh pair of eyes.
That's hospital chaplain and author J.S. Park. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.